amb Martin Westerhall, amb Ronald Landa, Rob Van Der Loo i Sander Zoer. I els anem a fer quatre preguntetes abans de, del concert d'aquesta nit. So, what does the name of the band mean, or where does it come from?
Good question. The name means absolutely nothing. I read a book from Stephen King, Eye of the Dragon, and Delane was a kingdom in this book, in the story, and I liked the name very much. I thought it was a really beautiful name, and I was writing music and thinking of starting with the project, back then the project Delane. So that's why I thought it's a beautiful name, and I think it fits really well. So that's it.
Now a question for all of us. How and when was your first contact with music?
Roland? My first contact with music was playing then. It was in high school. We had this practice room down in the basement, and there were guitars and there were drum sets and bass guitars and pianos, and we were like drawn to them like moth to a flame.
Which are your references in music?
A reference, you mean what I like? I like, of course, the music we make, you know, symphonic rock, metal, like Within Temptation is a really great band. I like them, Evanescence. But also the post-grunge stuff, Seether, Nickelback, it's really really great.
And Rob?
My first contact with music, I started to play saxophone when I was 8 years old. That's something completely different, of course. And I got in touch with the rock music when I was like 5 years old, because my parents really listened to a lot of stuff like Led Zeppelin and Beatles and that kind of stuff. And I started playing bass when I was, I believe, 13 years old, something like that. Yeah, that's it. And since then I've been playing in loads of bands, and now I'm in Delane. Yeah.
And Sander?
My parents sent me to drum lessons at age 7. I was 7 years old, so they saw I like drumming a lot, and they sent me to the local music school. Yeah, very young.
And the last, Martin?
It's funny, actually, for me it started aquí in Madrid, because we lived there, and I remember my brother Robert getting guitar lessons, acoustic guitar lessons, when in Madrid, and I saw that, and I thought I want to make music too, and I think 2 years later I started with keyboard, and after that piano, and there I go.
And which one of you writes and composes the song?
We all have input in writing the songs. It differs a bit from time to time. Sometimes I have a structure, like basic stuff, and then I give it to Ronald, for example, and I say, like, I miss, for example, a good guitar riff, or this part I don't like, I want something else, look at it. Also sometimes the other way around, Ronald comes up with a riff, and then I go right on that. I think most of the stuff comes from me, but everybody has his input. Rob, for example, did the song Start Swimming on the last album. So everybody has his input in the band.
And do you get inspiration from something?
Yeah, of course, you know, the band you like, you listen to them and you really like the riffing and the symphonics, and you try to capture that and make it your own, and try to do something similar.
In your first album, Lucidity, you have the collaboration of several artists. How come the idea of inviting so many people?
Of course, when I left Within Temptation, I knew some musicians from this period. And when I started Delane, it was a project, another band, and I needed musicians to make the project. And the people I know are automatically also people who are well known in the scene, because these are like the people I met. But this went very automatically. And for example, with Marco, it was, that's a funny story. I always was a big fan of Nightwish. When we had our first CD with Wooden Temptation, I received samplers, like demo CDs from record companies with all kinds of music on it. And Nightwish was there as well when we were on there with the track. And already back then, I liked it very much. And I'm also a big fan of Marco's voice, so I went to a concert once and I met him and I told him about my project and if he wanted to participate, because there were some songs which had his name on it, actually. And I said, only if you like the music, it's important. It should not be work, it should be like natural. And yeah, he listened to the music and fortunately he liked it. And this is how this participation came to be. So it's actually by knowing people. And after that, of course, we changed the whole project gradually into the band. And now I cannot see D-Lane differently. It's a full-size band and nobody is replaceable. So it's no project anymore, but a band.
And this year you have edited April Rain, your second album. Why that name?
Wow. I'm just a bass player, don't ask me, man.
And Sander? Or?
Charlotte, I remember in the rehearsal room, Charlotte said, hey, let's choose April Rain or something, but why? I don't know.
It has its reference to November Rain from Guns N' Roses. We liked that name. Charlotte liked that name. But obviously we couldn't choose that name because somebody else did already. So yeah, April Rain.
and besides that, April Rain was the oldest song on the album, like on the new album. That's the first one actually we wrote together with Stay Forever. And the title of this song was therefore also very suited for the album. And also because the song April Rain has a lot of elements in it, which comes back in other songs. So April Rain is a really good ambassador for the whole album. So the song April Rain. And that's also why we called it April Rain. There's a lot of contrast in terms of lyrics. Charlotte writes all the lyrics, and she had a lot of lyrics where there was a lot of contrast in stuff. And April Rain is, of course, also contrast. April is autumn, and now April is spring, sorry, and spring has really good weather, but it can also be very rainy, very bad weather, and it can be different from one day to another. So there's a lot of contrast in that. So this is the backline idea around the name. So it was very logical to choose April Rain.
And you came to Barcelona in month April, and it was raining. How do you remember the visit in this concert hall?
It was mind-blowingly awesome. You know, it was our first show we ever did in Spain as a support for Camelot, actually in this very venue. And so of course we didn't know what to expect. We were just hoping that people liked their music and liked to see us, and well, they really gave us a warm welcome. So we were immediately waiting to come back to Spain, come back to Barcelona. It was awesome.
Yeah, he sums it up all. No, it was a real cool show. Really exciting to play in a new country for the first time, and it was really exciting. We really didn't know what to expect. We already heard a lot of cool stories about the Spanish audience, but it was totally awesome.
Yeah, it was totally awesome.
Yeah, it was special. Because of course it was the Camelot gig. We supported Camelot. Really cool people, cool bands, and really cool to play with them. And the people, for the first time, they come for Camelot, not for us. So for us it's then a challenge to let the people see who we are and hope they like it, and I think we fell in love together.
And what have you been doing all this time?
A lot of playing, a lot of different festivals. We played in Germany, we played in France, in Holland, and planning, a lot of planning for touring. Of course, we're gonna play with Sonata Artica next month, also in Madrid, in Barcelona. So it's just about playing, and we have a really special show in Holland coming, where we play together with Marco Hitala. And then we played with all project members. It was on our wish list to play with everybody. And then we're gonna write new music for a new album. We're really looking forward to do that. There's a good vibe. There's a magic vibe in the band. I really feel that there's something special happening. And I had it only one time before with Wooden Temptation, and I feel it right now, only different. But it's a really good feeling. So I'm looking forward to all this stuff.
And next October 7th is Sander's birthday. And you act in Strasbourg.
Yeah.
How you something special for this concert?
Yeah, we gonna force Sander Schur to dance in front of the stage before all the people.
Naked.
Completely naked.
Yeah. No, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yeah. They got the feel of me, so yeah.
We have stuff planned, you know, because we can't say, because it's a surprise for him, you know. But yeah, we're gonna be. It's gonna be cool.
I think especially us, we are gonna like it especially. I'm not sure if Sander is gonna like it, but it's more important that we're gonna like it. So looking forward to that.
It's gonna be dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You only left the 20s once, so yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be dirty. Yeah.
And the next Saturday, 17 October, you are in Metal Female Voices Fest. And on Saturday 24th, you will be in another festival on your country. And what do you expect from these two acts?
I said the second one, with all due respect, for us feels like a normal show, which is cool. We always love to play. But Metal Female Voices Festival is a bit more special, because it's a festival which is totally specialized in music with female singing. So we're really looking forward to play there. We're one of the headliners there, and we're gonna make a big party out of that. So it's gonna be fun for sure.
And how was the concert tonight at Madrid?
Last night? It was awesome. Of course we had some minor problems with Charlotte's voice. She lost it during the concert. So we were a little bit scared, you know, to be forced to cancel the show. But fortunately, Charlotte pulled through, and she gave everything she had. And in the end, it became a great party with the Madrid people.
Madrileños.
Madrileños. And yeah, it was totally great to see enthusiastic people like that. It's awesome.
It was our first headline show, and that's always very exciting because you don't know who's going to turn up. It's your first time. You have to start from, of course, from zero with your first time. That's normal. But it really was a big special party, and of course I have a special relationship with Madrid because I'm born there, so it's, for me it feels like when I go to Spain it feels like coming home. And yeah, me gusta España. So, yeah,
no, it was cool.
What can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool, yeah.
And speaking of concerts, which is the most glorious thing that happened to you on the stage?
Sorry, the most strange thing, most curious thing? Ooh, that's a lot. ooh, that's a good question, actually. I don't really recall strange things happening with Lane. I'm speaking for myself. With Wooden Temptation, I do remember some strange things, like starting a song in a wrong tone. So halfway through the song, then only the rest comes in. So only then you notice you started in the wrong note. So you have to cancel the song and you have to start over again. So this was not very pleasant and so funny, I must say. But fortunately, after that, I never had something like that again. I don't remember, at least.
No, we've been pretty fortunate not to have any strange incidents on stage. Although Sander hurt his fingers last night, he hit his fingers on his cymbals and now he's bleeding, and we think he's just complaining about nothing. He's a sissy.
Not a real man though.
Yeah. You have already acted 2 days with French Wisdom. Do you have a good relationship with them?
They supported us in Paris earlier this year. We had a sold-out gig back there. It was a big party, and it was fun to have them along. And they're really nice people, so it's a pleasure to have them with us. And for now, it's the same. So no, it's good. It's cool.
And what do you think about their music?
Oh, wow. I think they do their thing very well. They really know what they are doing, and they are really good at cheering up the crowd. That's always very good to see. I have to be honest that I do not know the music too well yet. I have to listen to it a couple of times more to really have my opinion. But yeah, of course they have a good musicians, sounds solid, and I think they have a good future. Yeah.
And to finish, I would like to know which of your songs is your favorite and why.
That's easy, because I don't like any of them. Seriously, that's very difficult, because when you make a song, every song is a child of you. And it's the same like saying to, if you have children, I love this one more than that one. Although I have to admit, of course, some songs turn out better live than on a CD. It's always different. CD song is different than hearing it live. And I have to say, The Gathering works really well live, and Go Away works really well live. So for live, I have to say, those are my favorites. And for the album, I think Control the Storm is my favorite.
Yeah, playing wise, it's, for me, it's I think the same, Go Away and The Gathering, because it puts out so many energy, and we can just go totally berserk on stage with these songs. It's awesome to play, and on the album, I like them all. I just like them all.
For me, live, yeah, I'm also a big fan of Control the Storm, and Nothing Left is a real bombastic low-end songs, and I really like that. And I guess I'm also pretty I'm pretty proud of Star Swimming, to be quite honest.
For me, it's Nvidia, because yeah, it's a little bit of a poppy influences, and Nothing Left because of the bombastic thing, and to play Control the Storm, yeah.
Okay, thank you for the interview. And can you send a big hello to my radio program?
Sure.
The name is Cali Metal.
Hello, Cali Metal. We're delaying from Holland. And we are very glad to be in Barcelona, and we hope to see you soon.
Hi, listeners of Cali Metal. This is Ronald from D-Lane. Hope to see you soon.
Hello, Cali Metal. This is Rob from D-Lane. Here with the shiny weather in Barcelona. Hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Cali Metal. This is Sander from D-Lane. Hope to see you soon.